The annual military training exercise known as Northern Edge wraps up tomorrow. It is the largest training held by the military in Alaska. 9,000 active duty National Guard and Reserve soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines participate from all across the country. This year, a Navy warship, the aircraft carrier John C. Stennis, was part of the training, launching fighter jets from their flight deck while they spent several days in the Gulf of Alaska, about 180 miles offshore. The nuclear-powered ship is a study in big numbers. The vessel is 24 stories tall, has a flight deck area of 4.5 acres, carries more than 70 aircraft, and has 5,000 crew members. In a 2-acre midship hangar bay, Lieutenant Chad Dulac explains how the Stennis can stay out for months and get resupplied by vessels that deliver everything from ice cream to fuel while still running at 13 knots.
At any given time, we can take about 30,000 gallons of fuel per minute on board the ship. We can hold 3.5 million gallons of fuel aboard the ship, as well as being able to take cargo and stores of excess of 500 pallets from everywhere.
The hangar bays also hold aircraft when they can't be on the flight deck.
We can only have about 45 aircraft on the flight deck at any one time to keep the flow of traffic moving smoothly. So those rest of those aircraft come down here. They're either down here for maintenance or they're down here for storage.
Ordnance or bombs are sent on elevators from deep in the ship, past the hangar bays and up to the flight deck.
And from up there, that is where all the munitions are loaded aboard the aircraft, and then they go out and do their missions. That's also where it is offloaded, is up on the flight deck. We do not fuel or service aircraft with fuel or ordnance down here in the hangar bay for safety reasons, so everything that we have is up there.
The ship is a complex maze of narrow steel corridors with heavy hatch doors and countless flights of steep staircases. Captain Joe Kuzmic has 3,000 of the 5,000 men and women aboard the Stennis under his command. Standing in the wheelhouse, he says the $3.5 billion nuclear-powered Stennis, commissioned in 1995, should be in service for about 50 years.
We refuel it once in the middle of its lifetime, so it goes for 25 years on a tank of gas, and then another 25. So it'll go a long way, around the world many times.
When flight exercises are taking place, men in a cramped room called flight deck control move tiny toy-like planes around on a tabletop flight deck map. Aircraft handling officer Lieutenant Commander Charles Villegas says the plane replicas have color-coded pushpins that indicate their order in the lineup for launching.
Every aircraft on the flight deck right now with a green pin on the left side is going to be launched here in about 30 minutes. So as you look at it, it seems pretty simple.
Copy, 305 up and ready.
305. Viega says they have computerized mapping, but the hands-on movements of the pushpin planes helps new handlers understand the dynamics of aircraft traffic flow and allows them to quickly adjust for changing conditions, such as shifts in wind direction or intensity.
So he called for winds across the deck. Now this jet will be moving. As he's moving, I'll make the call here. See, props on the roll, heads up. Watch the props. Heads up, we're on L1. Props on the roll, danger.
Watching the jets take off from the flight deck is an eye-popping and ear-splitting experience. The jets are launched by steam catapults, going from a dead stop to nearly 200 miles per hour in about 1.3 seconds. A helpful lieutenant on the observation deck known as Vulture's Row explains the launch process.
This is about five guys that are checking different things aboard the ship. They take in the shooter, takes it, gives the signs up for everything's good. That's when you see a point. And then there's another gentleman that's over the button that actually looks around, makes sure everything, gives them a thumbs up. And then he's the one that actually pushes the button to launch the aircraft off the catapult. So.
The four catapults can launch a jet every 45 seconds off a very short runway. The lieutenant tries to give more statistics, but his voice is no match for a jet engine.
It's about 800 feet is how much it is. It takes less than 2 seconds for them to launch off. Once they start their flaps to go, and the shooter...
Thank you.
Back inside the Stennis, an Alaskan sailor from Pilot Station, 24-year-old seaman Elliot Edwards, says his 2 years in the Navy have been exciting.
We keep pretty much the safety of the ship, making sure we don't bump into small vessels, whales, icebergs, and stuff like that.
Edwards wants to be a bush pilot when he finishes his 4-year stint and plans to return to Pilot Station or Bethel. The Kodiak Island community of Port Lions is the home of Petty Officer 3rd Class John Conley. He's been in the Navy for 3 years and works as an air traffic controller. Only 20 years old, he takes his job seriously.
The training that we've had puts us in the mindset that, you know, we can't lose focus. We got to stay on top of our job 24/7. You know, it's not just our job at stake, it's your guys' lives at stake out there in the airplanes. So we put forward more than 100% all day, every day.
The USS John C. Stennis will soon end its 6-month deployment and heads back to Bremerton, Washington and San Diego in early July. Military officials say Northern Edge aids future planning and preparation for joint military missions, and Alaska is one of the last areas in the nation with enough space for full training maneuvers. Pictures are at our website, aprn.org.